Mobile.
Getter done, and 0TR.
$ worth of getting her done, and I'll over here at the Exxon station where I go. Oh, anyway, and my tank was down to the point where my thing that was saying coming up on the screen every time I started the car, it said low fuel.
I'm wrong, but I thought Exxon was always the higher price stuff.
Son, I went to the little store across the street. Either one's $1.99 on this corner where I was. So, I mean, you know, that's what it was. Anyway, and that's where I get the points card. I've got the points card for... I can go to any Exxon that I find. I just have to get to an Exxon, and I wasn't by one yesterday on my way to... Simpsonville and back, so I had to wait till I got to the one closest to me.
This is N0TR. Oh, I just sat here watching Airplane Repo on TV and watching Bernice over here. She's going to make, I guess, applesauce, aren't you, Mom? Yep, she's making applesauce right now. I have stuffed peppers for dinner.
Enjoy your stuffed peppers. I'm afraid I can't eat those. Don't like them anyway. Don't like cooked bell pepper anyway, of any kind. So, and don't. I like the filling that goes in stuffed peppers, but I don't like the peppers themselves. But that's what it is. And also, I have to run out and put gas in the car, and I'm going to the post office, and then I'm going to go by a grocery store and pick up the ingredients I need to make some more of my fruit cupcakes, since they've all been eaten up, the ones I made about a month ago, so time to make some more.
Yesterday made some cookies, and then she made breadsticks, and I love them breadsticks she makes. They're delicious. And I, like you, I do not eat the pepper. You do, don't you, hon? Yeah, she eats the pepper. I just eat the stuff on the inside. N40JC.
Is he recognized? Hang on a second. Yeah, well, my mother, she used to fix those things all the time, and she loved them. And some of my brothers and sisters did, too, but I just never liked to cook bell pepper. And, my dad didn't either, so, you know, had something going there. Anyway, the other station recognized. Go ahead.
And I just walked by the radio and heard you guys talking about the bell peppers, and I love them. But like you, I can't eat cooked green bell peppers either. It just, something just doesn't appeal to me about them. And as far as hello, Rusty and Tom, hope you guys are doing okay this afternoon. N40JC.
Afternoon to Anderson down there, Jerry. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here just vegetating, I guess. Had a nice visit with N4IQ a while ago, and oh, got some bad news. The neighbor's wife checked positive for the COVID virus this morning. So we definitely going to stay away from there. Go ahead, Rusty. Yep, probably got a phone call. So go ahead and take it.
Okay. Yeah, I love the stuff that goes into bell peppers, but I don't like the... just not a bell pepper guy. I don't like them in I really don't like them in anything much, if at all. If there's any way I can get it without it, I get it without it, green or red or yellow. But I don't have much trouble with heartburn. That's one thing that gives me a little trouble sometimes is the cooked peppers, and they shouldn't, but they do. I can eat the jalapenos without the seeds in them, and I take the seeds out of those, and I don't have too much trouble with those. They're a little warm for my taste, but I still like them every once in a while. So, time you guys traveling this afternoon, or you staying put and cooking?
W2T on the road again.
Go ahead, Rusty.
Just arrived at the post office when Jerry got in there, and I had to run in real quick to pick up my mail. I'm waiting on a package that's supposed to be here, and it didn't arrive today, of course. So anyway, my sister's supposed to be shipping me overnight some food cakes, and I was hoping they would be here today, but didn't show up. So anyway, Hello, DJ. I just can't eat bell pepper, period, anymore. As a kid, I used to love the raw bell pepper, but I can't eat it anymore at all. So, I mean, it's what it is. It's like I can't eat cucumbers anymore, raw cucumbers. I eat pickles, but I can't eat raw cucumbers. Go figure. Go ahead, Tom.
Not about them causing heartburn or anything. I love them raw, especially if you dump them in a little bit of ranch dressing. Now, I don't like ranch dressing on salad. I like French or honey mustard or something like that. But Bernice, she'll just eat about anything and as far as the dressings go. But, yeah, I love to get those mixed color ones where they're red and yellow and green and then just eat them for a snack. I had some yesterday along with some stuffed celery and some of her homemade summer sausage and crackers and some of those little bitty tiny gherkin pickles. That makes for a nice snack. I'm hinting, see, she's over there working, but she can hear me. Go ahead, Jerry.
Man, I started having trouble with it, but I say heartburn, it really just doesn't sit well with me for some reason or another, just bell peppers. I mean, I've eaten them raw years ago and didn't have much trouble with them, but as I've gotten older, I just can't, either don't digest well or something. I don't know what the deal is, but I don't eat them at all now. But like Rusty was saying, I like pickles. I love those little sweet gherkins and also I can't remember the name anyway. It's like some bread box. Yeah, pickle, little kind of sweet chips. I like those too. And I can eat dill pickles okay. It's just, and raw cucumbers don't seem to bother me right now. I don't eat too many of them anyway, but it's just one of those things. I guess everything changes in your digestive system as you age. You don't have the right enzymes in it to digest it well, maybe, who knows. But anyway, Rusty, I gotta go to the post office this evening and get some stamps, and I'm going to go by the little kiosk they have there later on after all the people got out of there and go ahead and get some printed out for our Christmas cards. I bet that thing is a madhouse today. Back to you, Rusty, W2T.
Well, the post office, it was more crowded than I thought it would be, right? But it's around lunchtime here, and I don't know why. Everybody seems to want to come out, but there was a bunch of people. I was just going in to empty my post, drop some mail in the outgoing box, and pick up what was ever in my mailbox coming in. So I didn't stick around in there. I grabbed my mask, put it on, went inside, took care of my business, came back out, and now I'm on the road again. Gonna go up to the grocery store and pick up the material, the stuff I need for my cupcakes, or I might make cookies today. I don't know. It just depends upon what I feel like when I get to the grocery store and what they have and what I need. The other day I went to the grocery store and they didn't have the cake mixes I needed that I use for making my cupcakes. So at that grocery store, so I'm hoping I'm finding them somewhere else, but. Oh, kind of an overcast, yucky day out here. It's a little warmer than yesterday, but there's just enough of a breeze outside that when you're standing out there in that breeze, it does a number on you if you don't have your hood up on your jacket. I was having to that anyway, but. I either go to the grocery store, go to the post office, I go to church, or I go home. And when I went to the little store, the convenience store, I got gas. I didn't even go inside there. I can do it all with my phone out at their pump and don't even have to go inside. Carry my own gloves with me to put on when I'm handling the pump, so good to go there. Anyway, W2T Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
I heard a break, but anyways, I just listened to the news last night. There was a Baptist church here. I can't remember where it was at, to be honest with you, and they had 45 cases after one meeting the other day, so be extremely careful around that. I know you are. Well, we're going to go to the Ingles, but when we kind of got ready to go about 11:30, I said, no, we'll wait till about 1:30. And that's when there's less people there. And then I need to go to Home Depot or Lowe's. And I definitely don't want to go near that place during the noon hour. I think there's a lot of Christmas shopping goes on even at Home Depot and Lowe's right now. Although, you know, you don't think of them as a Target or something, or a Walmart. They still are terribly busy lately. I need to pick up a light for the chicken pen and put that in after a while. And I got a bath out there this morning. I broke a hose connection loose, and the water went right into my boots and all over my coat and face, and my gloves were soaked. I knew it had pressure on it because I didn't have the relief hose on there, but it had to be done because I have to drain those hoses going out to the chicken pen, or they'll freeze up at night. This is Enduro TR. Go ahead, Jerry.
Jump out here. I got my wife just called me and said she just finished up with a pizza. She made me a pizza. So made us a pizza. So I'm going to jump down there and grab a bite of it. You guys have a good afternoon. Stay warm. Stay safe. N4DJC clear.
All right, Jerry. Catch you later. W2 T-Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
Let me go over there and turn the apples down. They're going to scorch if I don't. They were boiling too much, hon, and I don't know what they need on them. I turned them down, but probably need more. Yeah, I'm going to get out of here too, Rusty. I got a few things to do downstairs, and I need to pick up that hose fitting at Lowe's, I think, after a while. I'm not crazy about going into anything now. That lady next door that just tested positive, she wears a mask every day. And she has been going into work, but she works in an office. So she don't even know where she picked up that virus at. It's spooky. Bill said this morning that Phil come over the other day to pick up something. He just gave it to him out in the garage and said, don't even get close. And that's the way we are with our grandkids. We haven't even been down there. Amy come over yesterday, but she had a mask on. Anyways, talk to you later, Rusty. You stay safe. Have a good day. W2T and 0TR. 73's to you too, Jerry.
All right, Tom. Well, I'm just around the corner from the grocery store. I've gotten into the habit of when I go out, if I go anywhere, I don't wear the plastic, the rubber gloves when I go in the store or anything like that because my hands sweat so bad. I'll put them on for short periods of time, but then I got to take them off. But I do wear my mask, and when I come out to the car, it's just like when I got through with the pumping the gas a while ago, even though I had a rubber glove on the hand that handled the gas pump. When I jumped back into the car after getting through, one of the first things I did was grab my bottle of hand sanitizer and scrub my hands with that. It'll be the same thing when I come out of the grocery store too here in a little bit. All right, we'll talk to you later. You be careful, behave yourself, and if you behave, maybe Bernice will give you a snack this afternoon. Talk to you later. N0TR W2T.
Good idea, Rusty. I wear the gloves at times, but I have a pair of gloves specifically for that in the car for pumping gas. I think that's probably one of the biggest spreaders there is, so that's smart. People don't think about it. I see them fueling all the time and not wearing gloves. Dumb. See you later. N0TR.
I was talking to a guy the other day, a friend of mine, a doctor, and he says your most susceptible way of picking up the virus right now is through contact by hand with items all around and not cleaning up before you move your hand near your face or anything. So so I automatically get back in the car after finishing up here in the grocery store. I'll clean my hands before I'll even take my mask off. Talk to you later, N0TR, W2T.